bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Manaso vrittayo naha syuhu krishna padambuja ashrayaha vacho abhidhayani nam nam kayas tat pravanadishu manaso vrittayo nasyu krishna padambujashrayaha vacho bidhaya nirnam nam kayastat pravanadishu manaso vrittayo nasyu krishna padambujashrayaha vacho pithaya nirnam nam kayastat pravanadishu. Manaso vrittayo nasyu krishna padambujashrayaha vacho pithaya nirnam nam kayastat pravanadishu manaso vrittayo nasyu krishna padambujashrayaha vacho bidhaya nirnam nam kayastat pravanadishu. Ladies. Manaso vrittayo nasyu krishna padambujashrayaha vacho bidhaya nirnam nam kayastat pravanadishu manasaha of the minds vrittayaha the functions, naha, our, suhu, may they be, krishna, of krishna, pada ambuja, of the lotus feet, ashrayaha, taking shelter, vachaha, our words, abhidhayanihi, expressing, nam nam, his names. Kayaha, our bodies. Tat, to him. Pravana adishu, engaged in bowing down and so forth. Nanda and the other cowherds said, may our mental functions always take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. May our words always chant his names, and may our bodies always bow down to him and serve him. Purport. The residents of Vrindavan were firmly convinced that even if they could not have direct association with their beloved Krishna, they would never be indifferent to him. They were all topmost pure devotees of the Lord. Cell phone check, mobiles are quiet. Om Ajnana Timidantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shriyam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tadhati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalang Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Laganatan Pitamstam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Pradijana Sehitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Manaso Vrityo Nasyu Krishna Padam Bhujashrayaha. Then Vacho Pitayanir Namnam Kayastat Pravanadishu. This verse and the next were spoken by Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men to Krishna's close associate, Uddhav. After Krishna left Vrindavan, the residents of Vrindavan were feeling great separation from Krishna. So Lord Krishna sent Uddhav to Vrindavan to deliver a message to, especially to the gopis who were feeling great separation from him. The Lord had a twofold purpose. One was to deliver the message. One was to deliver the message, and the other was to enlighten Uddhava concerning the spontaneous devotional service rendered by the inhabitants of Vrindavan. So, when Uddhava arrived in Vrindavan, especially everyone saw that he looks just like Krishna. He's got the same lotus eyes, the same dark blue complexion. He's dressed the same way. They thought maybe has Krishna come back? Then they saw that he's not Krishna. But they inquired from him and came to understand that he'd come from Dwarka. And at the earliest opportunity, Uddhava met with the gopis, or rather the gopis were all crowding around Uddhava to hear about Krishna and also to complain that Krishna has left us and he's may have forgotten about us. He doesn't show us any mercy. He's surrounded by the sophisticated women of the city. So why should he care about cowherd girls like us? So they were expressing their separation from Krishna in this way. And one of the gopis, namely Srimati Radharani, was talking madly to a bee. The bee was, she began speaking to the bee that you're some sort of messenger from Krishna, but we're not interested in his messages. He says so many things, but he's unreliable, and you're the unreliable servant of an unreliable master. We know all about Krishna more than you, so we don't want to hear about him. We're not interested. But it's problematic because the great sages are always glorifying Krishna. And as much as we try to forget him, it's not possible to forget him. But he's not merciful, and in his past lives also, as Ramchandra, he dealt very unethically with Bali, killing him from the way a hunter kills an animal by hiding. Instead of face to face like a Kshatriya, he hid behind a tree and shot him. And another birth as Vamandev, he dealt so badly with Bali Maharaj, cheating him and punishing him. He made Suparnika, he was so lusty after Sita, so attached to her, that he disfigured Suparnika. As a Kshatriya, when she approached him with expressing her amorous desires, he should have satisfied her, and instead he disfigured her. So not only in this life, but in his past lives, this is the character of Krishna. So we don't want anything to do with him. Indirectly, the acharyas say that she was criticizing Uddhava, the messenger from Krishna, and criticizing Krishna. Then the bee flew away, and then Srimati Radharani felt very sorrowful that maybe the bee's gone back to Krishna and given the report, all of these things that I've said. But then the bee came back, so Srimati Radharani was very respectful, that, oh, you're so kind, and Krishna's so kind, he sent you back. So I welcome you, and I don't know how you'll take me back to Krishna, you're very small. But anyway, so in this way, she was talking with the bee like a crazy person. Like a crazy person. So then Uddhava saw that these gopis are so absorbed in thinking of Krishna, and he was glorifying the gopis, that you're so fortunate, that you've devoted your lives to Krishna, you're always absorbed in thinking of Krishna. So the gopis weren't very interested in hearing that. They wanted to hear the message. So then Uddhava explained the message given by Krishna. He didn't hand it over, but he read it to them. It may have been written in a very shaking hand because of too much emotion. So he just read the message, explaining that actually there's no question of separation, that Krishna is present with them always, that there's no difference between Krishna and anything in the cosmic manifestation, the earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego, are nothing but Krishna's energies. Even the spirit soul is also Krishna's energy. So Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Krishna's everything, and he's everywhere. So where is the question of separation from Krishna? So this topic was laid out at some length just to pacify the gopis that I'm always with you, especially he's with every living entity, but some are remembering him and some are forgetting. But you're always remembering me, so you're always living in Krishna consciousness. There's no question of separation. After delivering the message, Uddhava praised the gopis and the inhabitants of Vrindavan, and Uddhava was a great scholar. He was a disciple of Brihaspati, so he was very learned. But he saw that here in Vrindavan there's a standard of Krishna consciousness which is beyond all comparison. It doesn't rest simply on philosophical understanding, but it's spontaneous, ecstatic love for Krishna, beyond all considerations of personal benefit or anything. So he was glorifying the gopis, and he desired to become just like a creeper on the ground of Vrindavan, so that the gopis might sometimes walk on him and he could get the dust of their lotus feet. He knew that if I ask for the dust of your feet, they're not going to give. So he was desiring, if I could become like a clump of grass in Vrindavan, then the Brajbasis might walk on me. That would be so fortunate. Then, as the Brajbasis requested him to stay for some extra time, so he stayed for some months speaking about Krishna, and the Brajbasis were getting life from hearing these topics, Krishna Katha. Then finally he had to go, and the cowherd men gave him various presents, and then Nanda and the cowherd spoke this verse, Manaso Vrittayo Nasyu Krishna Padam Bhujashreyaha Vacha Vacho Bidhayani Namnam Kayastat Pravanadishu. We have three things: our body, our mind, our words. So manasa vrittaya, the functions of the mind are generally engaged in all nonsense, thinking of sense gratification or speculating something. But the Brajbasis prayed, may our minds always be under the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Of course, their minds were always in Krishna consciousness, but very humbly they're praying to Uddhava for this blessing. May our minds always be absorbed in taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And vacha bidhayani namna, by our words may we always be glorifying the holy names of Krishna. Vacho abhidhayani namnam. May we always be chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And kaya tat pravanadishu. And may our bodies always be engaged in bowing down before the Lord and serving the Lord in different ways. Then they said, karma bhir brahmyamana anam yatra kvapishvarechchaya, mangala chaditayar danai, ratirna krishna ishvare. Wherever we're made to wander about this world, by the Supreme Lord's will, in accordance with the reactions up to our fruitive work, may our good works and charity always grant us love for Lord Krishna. Karmabhir brahmyamananam, on account of our past activities, we're wandering in this material world, brahmanda bhumite, wandering. So wherever we may wander, yatrakwa api, ishvarechchaya, by the desire of providence, by the will of the Supreme Lord, wherever we may have to go, mangala charitai danai ratirna krishna ishvare. If we've performed any pious activities, mangala acharitai, or danai, we've given some charity, whatever pious acts we may have performed, by these acts people hope to go to the heavenly planets or to get a good birth and good education, good sense gratification. But the cowherd men are praying, if there's any good result, any credit that we have, then ratirna krishna ishade. May the result be that we become always attached to Krishna in transcendental loving service. Srila Prabhupada has summarized these verses in the Krishna book. After living in Vrindavan for some time, Uddhava desired to go back to Krishna, and he begged permission to leave from Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. He had a farewell meeting with the gopis, and taking permission from them, also he mounted his chariot to start for Mathura. When Uddhava was about to leave, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, headed by Maharaj Nanda and Yashoda, came to bid him goodbye and presented him with various kinds of valuable goods secured in Vrindavan. They expressed their feelings with tears in their eyes due to intense attachment for Krishna. All of them desired a benediction from Uddhava. They desired to always remember the glorious activities of Krishna and wanted their minds to be always fixed upon his lotus feet, their words to be always engaged in glorifying him, and their bodies to be always engaged in bowing down as they constantly remembered him. This prayer of the inhabitants of Vrindavan is the super excellent type of self-realization. The method is very simple: to fix the mind always on the lotus feet of Krishna, to talk always of Krishna without passing on to any other subject matter, and to engage the body in Krishna's service constantly. Especially in this human form of life, one should engage his life, resources, words, and intelligence for the service of the Lord. Only such activities can elevate a human being to the highest level of perfection. This is the verdict of all authorities. The inhabitants of Vrindavan said, by the will of the supreme authority, and according to the results of our own work, we may take our birth anywhere. It doesn't matter where we are born, but our only prayer is that we may simply be engaged in Krishna consciousness. A pure devotee of Lord Krishna never desires to be promoted to the heavenly planets or even to Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan because he has no desire for his own personal satisfaction. A pure devotee regards heaven and hell to be on an equal level. Without Krishna, heaven is hell, and with Krishna, hell is heaven. When Uddhava had been fully honored and worshipped by the pure devotees of Vrindavan, he returned to Mathura and to his master, Krishna. After offering respects by bowing down before Lord Krishna and Balaram, he described the wonderful devotional life of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Then he presented to Vasudev, Krishna's father, and Ugrasen, Krishna's grandfather, all the gifts given by the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 47th chapter of Krishna, Delivery of the Message of Krishna to the Gopis. Any questions? Bhrigupati Prabhu. Is desiring to go back home, back to Godhead, not pure devotional service. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada indicates that because it's a desire. I want something for myself. And Prabhupada says the pure devotee just wants to serve. But then there was some discussion, maybe it was here in Los Angeles, and some devotee was saying that Srila Prabhupada, then we shouldn't desire, and Prabhupada said, no, you must desire. Then Prahlad Maharaj is saying that I don't want to go without taking all these fallen souls, but Prabhupada said, we're not Prahlad Maharaj. He said, we should desire to go. We should desire to go. At the present moment, we're desiring to go to Las Vegas, or we're desiring to go to cinema, or this place or that place. So that desire should be changed. This desire is the nature of the living being. So we should desire, Prabhupada said, to go back to Godhead. And then still higher, one may even lose that desire and think, let me just serve Krishna. As the inhabitants of Vrindavan here are praying, wherever we may go, they're not praying, may we go to a good place where we can always be Krishna conscious. Wherever we may go, may we always remember Krishna. Perfect, more perfect, still more perfect. Archita Prabhu.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for a wonderful presentation. It seems at this point that Nanda Maharaj and the coward men, they're not thinking of Krishna as their child anymore. They're seeing him as the Supreme Lord.
Yes. Sometimes it goes like that. Sometimes they show some understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then immediately they forget. The mood of the Brajbasis is not so much to think that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, or not at all to think Krishna is the Supreme Lord and our business is to serve him because he's God. Their business is to think that we love Krishna, that's all. If he's God, that's a side issue. That's a side point. They love Krishna because he's Krishna, because of all of his attractive qualities. The gopis weren't loving Krishna because he's God. They're loving Krishna because of the way he plays his flute, because of the way he dances, because of the way he stands, because of his scent, because of the way his eyes dance, because of all of this, because of the way he speaks. Everything about Krishna enchants them. that he's God doesn't really matter. He may or may not be God. That's beside the point. They just love Krishna. Mm-hmm. Yes, Pan Patapa. No, it's not overlapping of rasa. The rasa is the same. Parental love or conjugal love or friendly love by the cowherd boys. But sometimes there's some indication that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or maybe he's a demigod. He's done such a wonderful thing. Maybe some demigod has appeared as our son. Like that, they think. Even Krishna, when the Bhutana witch was killed, then Nanda Yashoda thought, oh, God has saved our child. So they don't, it doesn't stick that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yashoda Maya is looking into the mouth of Krishna. She's seeing all of these wonderful things, all of the universes. Someone was discussing the other day, she looks in the mouth of Krishna and she sees all of the universes. And she even sees herself with Krishna. And in the mouth of that Krishna, there's all the universes. And even herself with Krishna. And in the mouth of that Krishna, there's all the universes. So one gets totally bewildered. So Yashoda Maya began thinking all of these lofty thoughts. Then her mood of love for Krishna took over. And she told Krishna, stop your nonsense, all right? Don't steal. Don't eat dirt. These things just add taste to their constitutional mood of love. Krishna kills some demon. They don't think, oh, he's Narayan himself. They think Krishna is so wonderful. He does so many wonderful things. Is that okay? There's something else? Yes.
It was mentioned that Uddhava was a disciple of Brihaspati. Hmm. But if I'm remembering correctly, Brihaspati is the spiritual master of the demigods. Hmm. He's the spiritual master of Indra, etc. Hmm. So does that mean he's a personality like Narada Muni, that he's all over the place? Or how does it work?
Maybe Dwarka was in his zone. I don't know. He must have been authorized by the GBC. Simple explanation. Seems one doesn't have to be a demigod to be the disciple of Brihaspati. But the demigods are. Just like our Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj or Niranjan Maharaj, they're the spiritual masters of the Russians. But you don't have to be Russian. Something else? Suhas Prabhu.
Thank you for a nice class, Maharaj. You know, we're sitting here and we've been hearing these kind of stories about Krishna for years and years and years. And, you know, in terms of, you know, sometimes you just think that you want, like in the material world, you think you want to do something. You want to attain a goal. You want to accomplish something. Although it's temporary, still you're very excited about accomplishing that goal. And in Krishna consciousness, you know, what should be our goal? We say go back to Godhead, but, you know, this is a personal movement. So how do we understand where we belong in the spiritual world? How do we kind of fixate that thought in my mind that in the spiritual world, because to think that I'm going to be a gopa or a gopi is just ridiculous for me. So
that will come at the mature stage. It's not that just in the neophyte stage I'll start thinking, well, what would I like to be? You know, do I want to be a gopi? Do I want to be a gopa? Do I want to be this? I think I'd like to be a... That's... Prabhupada compared that to like a child standing in her mother's shoes. You know, it's just childish. Or another comparison, a child thinking about what sex must be like. The child is not going to understand anything about sex because he's a child. But in the mature stage, he'll understand. She'll understand. So in the mature stage, all of these things are revealed. We won't be stuck in the wrong place in Goloka Vrindavan. Everything will be revealed. But in the mature stage, we have to be engaged. What is that? Yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tathagata. For one who has full devotion to the bona fide spiritual master and equal devotion to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all of these things will be revealed in due time.
So then my goal should be just to sincerely try to chant Hare Krishna and just do service for Krishna.
Yeah, we see the inhabitants of Vrindavan are praying like that. May our minds always be in Krishna consciousness. May our bodies always be offering respect, bowing down before Krishna. May we always be chanting Krishna's holy names. May we always be attached to Krishna. That desire is there in the most perfected devotees. So for us to have similar desire is good. Let me be always engaged. Body, mind, and words. Gayena manasa puja kevalarindriyarupi. Yogina karmikurvanti. Sangam chaktvatma shuddhiye. Sangam chaktvatma shuddhiye. May we purify our hearts. May we purify our hearts. And sangam chaktva, get free from association with this material world. Association means we're associated because we want to be associated. We want to think of something other than Krishna. We want to be engaged in something other than Krishna conscious activities. We want sense gratification. We want mental speculation. And atmashuddhi means to get free from all of those things. Anya vilashita shunyam. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilam, always to be engaged in Krishna service. Now that desire. Something else? Yes.
Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Maybe you have to switch it on or else you have to hold it closer.
Is it on? Yes, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe you have to speak loud enough too.
I'll speak louder.
Okay.
Okay. This might be a simplistic question, but I don't know the answer. What is the difference between mental speculation and intelligence?
What's the difference between mental speculation and intelligence?
Like, we want to engage our intelligence in Krishna consciousness, but we do not want to mentally speculate. So where's that fine line?
Where's the fine line? Yeah. Two things, mind and intelligence. The business of the mind, generally speaking, in material life is mental concoction. sankalpa prabhavan kaman chaktvan sarvana sheshataha. One should give up all mental, generally we're speculating about material enjoyment. Wouldn't it be nice? What would it be like to do this? Wouldn't it be awesome to do that? Wouldn't it be great to do this? Thinking about what kind of enjoyment we would get from eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. The mind is going on and encouraged by others. You could do this. You could be on this. You could try this. Don't miss that. And so the mind is moving around from these things. Or else one comes to a higher platform and the mind is imagining so many things, or not just imagining, but delving into so many things, theories, possibilities, ideas, and theorems and theses and so many things to think about, so many ideas to consider, and maybe we can contribute something new. Then the mind is wandering around thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. Then the thinking itself becomes the sense gratification. Reading interesting books, having interesting discussions, considering great ideas, and forgetting about Krishna. Even arguing. There's a verse in Bhagavatam, I offer my respects to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whose illusory energy the great thinkers are arguing among one another, sometimes agreeing, sometimes disagreeing, and forgetting about who they are. Well, this is all mental speculation. And intelligence means bahunam janmanam ante ganavan mam prapadyate. Vasudeva sarvamiti. Krishna is everything. Let me surrender. That's intelligence. And what is my great, you know, how intelligent am I? I'm so intelligent that I've been kicking around in this material world, birth after birth, misusing my intelligence. People are very intelligent, but they're using their intelligence for sense gratification. How to create something wonderful for sense gratification. How to do a deal for sense gratification. How to use their influence for sense gratification. It's intelligence, but it's misused intelligence. So real intelligence means, can I engage in the service of Krishna following the instructions of my spiritual master? How can I follow Krishna's directions given in scripture? How can I take direction from saintly persons? That's real intelligence.
Thank you.
Yes.
Is it possible for a devotee who has no taste for chanting and who hasn't even completely got through the stage of anartha nivritti to be experiencing reciprocation from Krishna? In
yes.
Other words, it is.
Is it possible for a devotee who's a neophyte, has no attachment for Krishna, to get some reciprocation from Krishna? Yes, it's possible. The reciprocation is not that Krishna is going to embrace him and kiss him and dance with him. But the reciprocation is dadami buddhi yogam tam. Oh, you've decided to come to the temple. Adau Shraddha, you have some interest, you have some, all right, let me see what these people are doing. So then you get some reciprocation. You get to see the beautiful form of Krishna, you get to hear something about Krishna. They fill you full of nice food offered to Krishna. But Krishna reciprocates like anything. And then you get some realization, hey, this is pretty nice. And then you think, maybe I'll go back. And then you go back and you get some more. And then you think, maybe I should chant this. And you begin chanting. Maybe you buy some beads. Maybe you get a book. And as you're, whatever you do, Prabhupada said, you take one step toward Krishna, Krishna takes 100 steps toward you. So Krishna reciprocates like anything. Even if one is just on the level of initial interest, adho shraddha. Therefore, it's our duty also. We're Krishna's, supposed to be Krishna's people. So if someone shows some little interest, we should be so keen to see that, you know, they can get it, Krishna consciousness dumped on them, not shoved down their throats, but showered on them. Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha. Is that okay?
Yeah, so Krishna reciprocates in the form of inspiration and maybe even some arrangements. You know, he makes some arrangements for you to...
Yeah, Narad Muni, Krishna, of course it may not be the arrangement everyone looks for, but Krishna arranged for his mother to get bitten by a snake so that his last attachment would be broken. Then Krishna also revealed himself. Then Krishna disappeared. But Krishna, in so many ways, how does someone come to Krishna consciousness unless Krishna is reciprocated with him at an early stage?
Thank you. Hmm.
Krishna sent Narad Muni to instruct Dhruva Maharaj.
Thank you for a very nice class, Maharaj. In the yoga ladder, on the third step down from the top, where we hear about how a devotee is working for Krishna, but not exactly in the way that Krishna wants him to work for him, what is the impetus to take the next step up to sadhana bhakti? What is that driving force? That
there may be different driving forces. One is that he's still miserable in the material world, and he's thinking there has to be something better than this. That's an impetus. Maya's helping him out. Another impetus is there's so many. He may get some, meet some saintly persons. He may get some, hear something. Well, even one word may change his life. Association especially. Lava mantra shadu shange sharvasiddhi hoy. Little association where he goes through some public place and Bhrigupati gives him a book. And now, the clock has struck, figuratively, 8:30, so we're supposed to stop here. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.